makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat sa ating programa sa SBS Filipino Weekend Edition ngayong araw ng Linggo. Napakabilis ng araw, huling linggo sa buwan ng Enero. Kasama natin ang ating volunteer co-host. Napakaganda ng kanyang pangalan, Christina Danay.
Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat.
Yes. Samahan po ninyo kami hanggang alas 11 ng umaga. Siyempre, higit natin kikilalanin ang ating volunteer co-host. Maya-maya yan. At mamaya pag-uusapan natin ang pagkain dahil alam ko, it's one of your favorite thing about the Filipinos. Christina, alamin natin ang iyong mga pinagkakaabalahan bukod sa first time mo mag-co-host sa atin. Ano?
Oh, sige.
At syempre, ang mga sabi mo nga kanina, paborito mong mga pagkain.
Oh, yes.
At syempre, ang tugtugin Pilipino.
Ayun din.
Sa bakasyon ng mabuhay singers, why is it your favorite, Christina?
That's one of the songs that, one of the albums that my parents had while I was growing up. So my dad especially was always buying Filipino albums. And even now, he's still buying lots of Filipino movies. And
but he's living here, isn't it?
Yes, but he's very much brought me up with the sense of my identity. Really appreciate it. Never let go of it. The language, especially the food.
You grew up here because you moved to Australia when you were 4.
That's correct.
Yes, but you understand Tagalog.
Yes, we had to speak Tagalog sa bahay kasi, diba, importante na to keep the language alive. And I know I speak Taglish now kasi I only know probably like up to the level of a 4-year-old since I was only there for 4 years.
But you are planning to teach your child or your,
absolutely,
your baby now, yes, who is 6 months.
That's correct.
To speak Tagalog.
Yes. So every day in the afternoon when she starts getting a little bit tired, I put on the YouTube channel for Awiting Pambata, it's called, and she loves it. She bounces around in her little walker, especially to tong 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 pakitong kito about the alimango.
And you also love food, which is very good.
Yes, I think we all do.
Yes. What's your favorite Filipino food?
My mom, she used to make a really mean kare-kare. Oh, that was fantastic. And she was great at making leche flan as well. My dad was also a great cook. I was pretty fat growing up, I have to admit.
That's a good sign. Good sign that you're eating.
Yes.
Yes, but aside from being a mom, you've got a 19-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have a 19-year-old
son. But you don't look like you have a 19-year-old.
She does not. Thank you. She looks amazing. Guys, if you can see her in person right now.
You can see her on Facebook.
Oh, yes, on Facebook. She looks gorgeous.
God, you're too kind.
And a 6 months?
Yes.
Aside from being a mom, what else do you do?
I work as a public liability insurance consultant. So that's basically people suing one another, which is very interesting. So never a day goes by that nothing exciting happens.
Do you have Filipino clients at all?
I do, actually. Very rare, though. I think we're not really the kind of community that's inclined to go suing people, like if we're injured or our property's damaged. I think we're a very forgiving culture, and I know because I'm kind of like that myself. So, yeah, I haven't really come across many. When I worked as a solicitor on the other side of the of the fence, yeah, I had one set of Filipino clients, but yeah, very rare.
Mm. Maybe because, as you said, we don't usually sue our kapwa Filipino.
Yeah, or
and
even
we forgive.
Any
other people either. And also, we don't really make too much like with driving.
We don't try not to.
Yes, we try not to have an accident or incident like this, or in also with properties.
Yes.
Like we're very careful, I think.
Not just that, but I think it's a cultural thing where if something bad happens to us, we take it quietly and we deal with it on a very, quietly without having to make a big song and dance about it. Yeah, we try to fix things ourselves. I saw that with my parents growing up. Something bad happened to them. They wouldn't try and look for someone to blame. They'd try and fix things themselves and deal with it. And yeah, I think that's very much a cultural thing.
Having grown in Sydney or in Australia, and you moved here when you were four, what's the one thing or two things that you remember when you were still in the Philippines? Although I know you're still four then, but I know that your parents will usually say, oh, you know how to do this in the Philippines, blah, blah, blah.
Actually, I have a great memory of when I still lived there. I don't know. I've got a great long-term memory. But I remember running around with my cousins all day long, just playing, no adult supervision, nothing.
Yeah.
And we'd go out just mucking around as kids do. And I'm thinking, you know, it's sad I can't bring up my daughter that way here. We were just out all day. And then we'd come home when we were hungry.
And they would call you Christina.
Yeah.
Papa
Inna. That's right. And come home after dark.
Yes. You said earlier that your, especially your dad, he loves Filipino music.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
And you, having grown with the Filipino songs and music, what's the best thing about Filipino music that you love?
Masaya. It's very happy. The songs I listen to anyway. Yeah. That, like I said, my dad was very much an influence on me in terms of the culture. So he was always bringing home happy songs like those of Fred Panopio, yeah. Yo Yo y Villame.
Very glad to know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not too familiar there.
We actually met Fred Panopio when he came to Sydney when I was about, I think, 12 years old. We went to his concert.
And you said, oh, you're my dad's favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, because my dad had a friend whose brother worked on a Filipino radio station at the time. And so we got to meet Fred. And Fred was saying, oh, he looked at me, he looked at my dad and goes, oh, sawa mo. I'm like, no, I'm only 12. Because my dad's very youthful looking.
Yeah. And you also love movies.
Yes.
Is there a Filipino movie which is your favorite?
Oh, absolutely. Partners. It's an old one. It had Fernando Po Jr. in it.
Yeah.
He's the lead, and it also starred Efren Bata Reyes,
yes,
who was the world billiard champion.
Yeah.
And so he's actually playing in the movie, and it's just hilarious. Have you seen it?
Yes. I think I was still in the Philippines when it was shown.
I watch it over and over again whenever I visit my dad's house. Like, oh, matotay ng partners. It's just a good laugh, you know.
And with Filipino food, do you also cook?
I do. Not as well as my parents, though. And because my dad still cooks, I tend to just visit him.
Para libre at hindi masyadong matrabaho.
Exactly. I did try my mom's kare-kare a couple of times and it worked out well, so that was good.
And your 6 months is still not eating solids.
Oh,
so,
she's starting to. So I'm going to introduce her slowly, you know, give her maybe some adobo one day.
You said that you haven't been home for the past 10 years.
Been at home?
To the Philippines.
Oh, that's right. Back. Yes, yeah. Yes. I haven't been back since 2007. So, a long time. I've heard there's been a lot of change.
A lot of change, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe more traffic, Liza?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? I can't imagine more traffic.
Traffic is terrible. It's a nightmare.
If there was more traffic, it just wouldn't move, from what I remember.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to wait for 3 hours.
Yeah, to get
That's why I'm very strategic
kilometers.
With my time, especially in going places. Okay, I have to make sure that everything is within this area so that... Yeah. I don't have to travel too far because I really take in consideration of the traffic.
Mm. Are you in Manila a lot?
Yeah.
Oh,
based in Manila.
Right.
So you can imagine.
You need a helicopter, I think.
Actually, there are some people who actually take the helicopter.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah. There are some, I think.
Wow. That's the life.
Christina, having moved to Australia and having your parents here with you, what's one Filipino tradition that you would want to pass on to your children?
Definitely the respect towards your elders, you know, calling everyone older than you, ate, kuya, tito, tita.
Yeah.
I find that's not really a part of the Australian culture, which is all well and good, but I think it garners more respect in terms of deference to your elders and just giving people the respect that they deserve just, you know, simply because they're older than you. And I think that's a really good tradition.
Yeah.
I see so many young kids these days that show no respect for their elders at all. And it's pretty sad. I wouldn't want my kids.
Aside from being respectful, what have you learned from your parents, a Filipino trait that pinagpapatuloy mo pa rin and you want your children to also have that in them?
Just staying close to your family, you know, being always supportive, like what you were telling us with your family.
I think Filipinos are very family-oriented.
Yeah.
Everything's all about family, especially like OFW, like overseas workers, you know, they send money to their family. Because their love to, you know, to support.
Yeah, I have to admit, when I was maybe in my 20s, early 30s, I kind of drifted away from that mindset about family being the most important thing. I got too caught up in the modern lifestyle, I suppose. But now, as I've gotten older, I've realized that, hang on, family actually is the most important thing. Mm. And they say you can, you know, you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family.
Mm.
But at the same time, they're also your blood, you know. So whatever grievances you might have or issues, they're always going to be there for you.
So, yan na ang katapusan ng ating programa. At sana magbalik ka. Kasamahan mo kami ulit,
I would love
Christina.
To.
Maybe we can talk about some of the...
We can talk about you.
No. Switch roles.
Maybe some of the like tips on dealing with cases or something like that.
Yeah, but that would be good. Yeah, we can have people ringing in.
Yes.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you so much for having me. I had so much fun.
Good luck.
Lovely to meet you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure meeting you as well.
Yan na po ang ating programa at nagpapaalam po kami sa inyo, Adeline Violata
and Christina Denny.
Sa susunod po, samahan niyo kami alas 10 ng umaga.
sbs.com.au/Filipino